We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, and I just pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You stay obedient, faithful, in alignment. And I just pray that you keep walking by faith and not by sight. And whatever the Lord calls you to do, just get it done with no excuses. Do it with gladness and joy as well. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up, giving us another chance, another day. Let us thank the Lord for getting us through the middle of the day and the night as well. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us as we go in and as we come out as well. Amen. Most definitely, y'all, let us be more grateful and appreciative of things. A lot going on all four corners of the earth and a lot going on probably in your personal life. But praise the Lord more than you complain. All right. Give God the thanks and the glory more than you keep focusing on your problems and what's ahead of you or what's bothering you. Because the Lord could turn it around and fix it any given moment. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us encourage one another in the Lord. Let us keep uplifting each other in Christ. All right. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Greetings, body of Christ. Shalom, family. I thank you all for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all and praying for you all. All right. So we're all going through it. So let's stay strong and together while we're going at this battle. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather, praise the Lord, be in love, peace, harmony, iron sharpens iron, correction, edification, love, unity. All right, unity and strength. All right, yes, yes, y'all. Let us just keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. All right, let us love the Lord our God, Father of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And just remember that Christ is coming back. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming in an hour nobody knows but the Father. All right, so let's stay ready so we won't have to get ready. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. All right, I hope that you all had a blessed week. And I hope that you all had a blessed weekend as well. Amen. Just got to take it one day at a time, people, you know. No more worries, no more anxiety. Just have that trust and faith in the Lord. Have that calmness, that joy, that gladness, and stay with it, all right? There's too many people here who feel a bit discouraged or a little heavy, the spirit of heaviness, but we're going to feel light and upright for the Lord, amen? We're going to have joy and zeal and enthusiasm in this walk, all right? So stay upright, brothers and sisters of Christ. Stay upright, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. So today's message, we're going to do Jen DeLeon's church note, all right? We're going to go through this church note. And then from there, we'll close out with the priestly blessing. We'll close out with a prayer. And we'll also close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So let us go through this church note as we go from here. The title of this church note is Dig Until God Does. Jen DeLeon. It will happen when it's supposed to. Dig Until God Does. As we start off this church note, let us go to the book of 2 Kings. Chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, all right? The book of 2 Kings, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. One more time. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Elisha said to the king of Israel, "Why do you want to involve me? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother." "No," the king of Israel answered, "because it was the Lord who called us three kings together to deliver us into the hands of Moab." Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, if I did not have respect for the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not pay any attention to you. But now bring me a harpist." While the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came on Elisha, and he said, "This is what the Lord says. I will fill this valley with pools of water, for this is what the Lord says. You will see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you, your cattle, and your other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also deliver Moab into your hands." Yes, yes, amen. All right, so that starts off the church note. Let us continue with the church note. You'll know when you need to. You'll know when you need to. It will flow when it's supposed to. The things you see in life that seem to come out of nowhere don't really come out of nowhere. Most of the stuff that we recognize all of a sudden flows from something that wasn't all of a sudden. Understanding that we will often find ourselves in sudden situations that were created through gradual decisions can help us to go back in our lives and allow the Holy Spirit of God to reverse the things that our routines created. Most success that God gives will take you up the stairs. If it starts slow, when it hits sudden, it will mean more and it can last longer. We need to stop saying so much about what we see and saying more about what God says. You've been so stuck on this, and you forgot what thus says. God will tell you to do crazy stuff that completely contradicts what makes sense in your logical mind. God will bring the greatest blessings from the driest places. The same comfort in which God is comforting you through with this crisis in your life is the same comfort that you're going to give others when you get to your place of service. The same lessons that you're learning through this breaking season will be the same lessons for people that you help when you get through, it. What is God calling you to dig today? I wonder what they dug for God to do that. When you see somebody that God did something great for and you want him to do that for you, ask them, what did you have to dig for God to do that? If you just think God did it, then you missed the point. God did it when they dug it. God did it, but they dug it. Water will flow when you dig it. We don't need to surrender desires God put in our hearts if he put them there. We need to surrender the way we thought it was supposed to go. Let go of how you thought it was supposed to go, and while you're at it, let go of when you thought it was supposed to get there. The issue isn't will God, it's when God. It doesn't just depend on what he wants to do, it depends on what you are willing to do until God does. If you flail, thrash, act nasty right now, or cope with stuff that will put you in a cage right now, when God gives you clarity, you won't even be able to act on it because you will be so constrained by the decisions that you made while you were waiting. When it flows, are you going to be where you're supposed to be? When I dig it, can God fill it? Sometimes when you get enough no's, you make no your emotional home. The way you negotiate that no is so important. Do you make that no your home, or do you dig through it to find what God will do if you don't let the no that life has told you be the final word of your life? What will you do until God does? I'll be digging until God does it. That's all I can control. That's all I can do. I can't make it rain. I can't make people change their minds. I can't make that person love me. I can't make that person like me. I can't make the situation change. I can't make this person see my value, etc., etc. He knows, but I don't. He knows what he's going to do, who he's going to do it through at the exact time. At the exact time he's going to do it, and until he shows me how it's going to happen, I'll be digging until God does it. I believe he's going to give me joy, a second chance, the next chapter. When they dug it, God did it. It will flow when it's supposed to. You're right on schedule. God has not abandoned you, and God says it's time for you to dig again. Amen. All right, so that is a church note from Jen DeLeon, all right? The theme of it is it will happen when it's supposed to. Dig until God does. And that's a very important, powerful encouragement right there. You know, we have to keep digging, fighting, searching, seeking, finding the Lord and through the process of everything while waiting on him. Okay. A lot of times we kind of just sit there like a duck and then just expect God to just do it on the spot. It doesn't work that way. While we're waiting on God to do something amazing through our life, through our situation, we have to have the patience and the work ethic and the consistency and the trust in the Lord and the faith in him and the works towards what he's going to do. All right. You have to work towards it. You know, when God called Abraham out, God had to keep walking towards what God was calling him to. He had to keep Abraham to keep trusting in him along his journey. He had to keep trusting in the path because Abraham had the faith, the righteousness, the works all put together in one. So we have to have that as well. When God is calling us to do something or telling us something, all that has to be in alignment, the obedience, the faith, the righteousness, the patience, the steps, the works as well, all put in one. Amen. So yes, yes, y'all keep digging. All right. Keep searching, keep seeking, keep finding, keep working. Amen. That's all you could do. Okay. God will deliver you that breakthrough, that blessing, that turnaround. He will do it on his timing. Due timing is perfect timing. Amen. So yes, yes, y'all. And in these times that we're in, God is actually speeding things up. So that thing that you've been waiting for, praying for, is right around the corner. In Jesus' name, amen. Just stay strong and hang in there on this path, all right? So there you have it, all right? That is the church note for this week. And I just love reading these church notes because it's always a great way to end the week and even a better week and a better way to start off the week, okay? So always keep that in mind. Keep digging for God, all right? So what I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So here we go. Yes, yes, y'all. Hallelujah. He is the hope for humanity, y'all. Give him the praise, honor, and glory most definitely. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, our God is one. The Lord is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. Yes, yes, y'all. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is my everything and above and all that and a lot more. Amen. Yes, yes, yeah. He is the name above all names. Most definitely, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahai, Yeshai, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua, Yehusha. Yes, yes, he is the consuming fire. He is the God of heaven and earth. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great carpenter, could fix all things. He's the great physician, could heal all things. Amen. With God, all things are possible. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. He is able. He is worthy. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now. Amen. That's how mighty and awesome he is. Most definitely, y'all. The Father and Son are awesome. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, omnipotent, omnipresent, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb. The power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua, the word of Yahuwah. He is the word, the consumer fire to Almighty, true and living God's word is pure like fine silver, just as David said in Psalms. The word is a double-edged sword. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. A good word makes the heart glad. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. There you have it. All right. So that is the word for today. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. I pray to God that whoever listens, which I pray that you repent and get baptized, touch your life for the Most High, and that the Lord turn it around for you. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new resources, new dreams, new visions, new blessings, new prosperity, new seasons, new endeavors, new scenery, new journey, new routines, new habits, new attitude, new life, new beginnings, fresh starts, new seasons, new everything. Amen. New blessings. Yes, yes, y'all. No more same old routine. It's time to do new things. The Lord is doing a new thing. The former things have passed away. New creature in Christ, born again. Repentance, baptism, deliverance, steadfast, healing, restoration, stability, faithfulness, loyalty. All those things I speak over your life. New strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. He is amazing. He is awesome. Call on him, seek him. He'll show you amazing things. He'll show you great, mighty things when you call on his name. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. The Father and Son is amazing. The Son is so excellent. The way he just died for our sins is just very powerful. We can never lose sight of that. Amen. The Son is amazing. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. Yes, yes, y'all. Never forget that, all right? By the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, amen. You are blessed. All righty. So there you have it, all right? So that's the word for today. All right, these church notes are always relatable and good and brief. So let us apply the word to our lives and just keep being doers of the word and being helpful along the way on our journey and our paths, and keep doing what God calls us to do and be obedient, faithful, and steadfast forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So before I close out, I would love to do this priestly blessing as we end it. All right. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all. God bless you all. Praying for you all. Love you all. Peace.